Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
Master Gardener Ed Byarski hands me a small, red, locally grown apple when he comes into the studio for this week's edition of Garden Talk. The harvest fairs may be already fading into memory, but there may still be some veggies which we should let grow. Now is what I would think is kind of the traditional time to get all of our harvesting done, but there's still some vegetables we can leave in the ground?
Definitely. And a lot of them, with this cooler weather, cool, dry weather, sunny weather we've been having, the sugar content of lots of our plants, especially root vegetables, are increasing. But even the kale and the Brussels sprouts are getting better, tastier, sweeter with the cool, dry weather. And the sunshine definitely helps in sugar. I mean, the apple I gave you should tell you that also. But leaving them in the ground, as long as the ground doesn't freeze solidly, say for carrots. You know, folks are concerned about carrots. I leave my carrots in the ground as long as possible. Into November, maybe longer, I may do a little bit of insulation on top of them to keep them in the ground from freezing, because frozen carrots in the ground are not a good thing. But parsnips are one that can stay in the ground through the winter and harvest them when things thaw out in the spring, because they are not, they're more, they have more fiber than carrots, plenty of sugar in them also, and as a last or as a first crop to harvest in the spring, they're incredibly tasty. Potatoes, we've talked about potato harvesting, but again, with the dry conditions, and if you throw a tarp over your, a tarp or a piece of plastic over the potato patch, whether you may cut down the vines and get rid of those, but the potatoes can stay in the ground too as long as it's dry. Beets are another one that gets sweeter and better. The biggest concern, though, with them being covered is that sometimes makes it easier for things like mice and voles and rats to get in underneath those covers and find a great home to eat these tasty root vegetables.
So it might be worthwhile just to kind of check in under the covers every once in a while.
Yes, certainly. And again, you know, keep harvesting as you need them. But, and of course, that also, hopefully you have some place to store all of these, whether you've got a spare refrigerator in your garage or a place underneath, you know, maybe in your crawl space that stays cool but doesn't freeze, or if you're lucky enough to have a root cellar, which I do. So we use lots of those places for cool storage. The leeks I mentioned. Again, I'll leave the leeks in the ground until it's just about freezing the soil. And then those, I'll pull them up with some soil attached, put them in buckets, and they go into my root cellar. And I'll actually slightly water those just to keep them crisp and then use them through the winter.
That seems to be kind of a trick of timing almost. A good frost does not necessarily mean frozen ground, though, right?
Exactly. I mean, I know we've had some frost in the valley and out the road, out of the shrine, the arboretum. At my house, we had 33 degrees this morning inside my greenhouse, and the tomatoes are still hanging on there. They're sweet. They have a lot of sugar in them, too, so they won't freeze with a few frosts, though the plants may freeze. You know, the plants may be killed, but the tomatoes can hang on. So the alternative with that is, of course, you can pick green tomatoes. They'll ripen indoors. But you can also pull the whole tomato plant and hang them up. And then the tomatoes actually pull some of the nutrients and sugars out of the plant as the plant's drying out. But you pick your tomatoes as they ripen. The season isn't over. So the kale is growing, and I just planted some spinach in my greenhouse, unheated greenhouse, which will sprout over the next few weeks. And then we'll just sit during the winter, and it will sprout once the days start getting longer in March. We'll be eating spinach by the 1st of April.
Okay. I've got some seeds, for example, from that last batch of spinach that bolted and didn't quite really take off. So I think I could probably use those here over the winter, right?
Yes. And that's exactly what I've done. I've saved seeds from the last bolting spinach Not the first ones that bolt, but the last ones. So, like, you're kind of selecting for those ones that are slower to bolt to replant.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a regular Thursday morning feature during the spring, summer, and early fall. Feel the need to grow my own. You're listening to KTOO Juneau. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Grain for grain. Forecast calls for cloudy skies for today and showers and a chance of rain starting tonight and lasting through the weekend. Temperatures anywhere between 35 and 50 degrees for the next several days.
KTOO is supported by Alaska Communications, helping businesses grow for over 100 years. Alaska's broadband and IT solutions provider. Information at alaskacommunications.com. Straight and long, temper them with prayer.